When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
I always had a private doctor. I didn't think I needed VA care. Then I learned VA is ranked above private care systems nearby and costs less. I'm getting the best care of my life with providers trained to treat veterans. Get what you earn. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. It's Farrell on the bench in the biggest way possible on a pain-free Friday. Throwing out minutes on the mahogany, waxing it up in Sin City, the Mecca, beautiful land in Las Vegas, baby. Of course, you know I'm here for the Canelo Alvarez Berlanga fight on Saturday night on Prime Video Pay-Per-View, PBC Boxing at its best. And we've been doing the show over at the MGM Grand, and you can catch the show on Friday as well. It was kick-ass on Thursday. I interviewed everyone from Canelo to Berlanga to Danny Swift to Caleb Plant. It just went on and on and on. Jim Lampley, you name it, Jerry Eisenberg, the legendary author, all came on my show. Who knows what we'll do on Friday's show, but check it out. But what I wanted to talk about today was last night's game at Hard Rock in Miami. Unbelievable as it was. You know, the Bills kicked their ass 31-10, but that wasn't the story. It's not even the story that the Bills own the Dolphins, that Josh Allen owns the Dolphins. We'll get into all that. The real story was Tua Tagovailoa, the Dolphins quarterback, who they just gave a ton of money to, over $212 million, suffered the third diagnosed concussion of his NFL career last night. He left the game in the third quarter after a play in which he scrambled up the middle, ran for a first down, and then got raked when he had helmet-to-shoulder contact with Bills safety Damar Hamlin. You remember him? He's the guy that, like, died on the field a couple of years ago, and then they brought him back to life. Anyway, Tagovailoa ran into him, helmet made contact with his body and shoulder, and he went down into that fencing position, they call it, the fencing response when a person's arms go into like a tweaked, unnatural position when they start like wigging out, right? He was like fingers all coiled, and he obviously had no clue where he was. So the trainers came out for several minutes. Players were kneeling all around him, worried about him. He did walk off the field. He did make it to the locker room under his own power. Now they got 10 days until their next game against the Seahawks, but could rule him out regardless of how he progresses through the league's protocol. Wow, that was a nice sneeze in the middle of the show. A stint on the injured reserve could be another possibility because of all of his injury history. Right now, it's more about getting proper procedural evaluation and taking it a day at a time. According to Mike McDaniel, the Dolphins coach, he said, "The furthest thing from my mind is what the timeline is. We want to evaluate and worry about our teammate. We'll get more info on Friday, and then we'll take it day by day from there." There's a lot of history with this guy's injuries. His last season at Tuscaloosa, he suffered a hip dislocation, a fracture of the posterior wall of his hip socket, and that was midway through the season. He also had a concussion. He also had a broken nose that year, so he's already had concussions when he was at Alabama. He recovered in time to play for the Dolphins as a rookie, but missed 5 games during his first 2 seasons because of minor injuries. In 2022, he was diagnosed with 2 concussions and then took a 3rd hit to his head that ultimately led the NFL to change their concussion protocols. He did not miss a game during the 23 season, and then he earned a 4-year, $212 million contract extension this summer in July. He went on a show, my boy Dan Le Batard does a show down in Miami, and he went on a show and he said he considered retirement after conversations with his family, but changed his mind. And he spent the off season bulking up, training in jiu-jitsu, and learning how to fall without hitting his head on the ground. A lot of good that did him. He hit his head last night and he's got another concussion. All of that training helped him last season. He made the playoffs. They lost to the Chiefs at Arrowhead. And then this offseason, he lost 14 pounds in an effort to become more mobile. So he's going to have to clear all kinds of hurdles. So he'll undergo more testing and evaluations before they decide how they're going to proceed, the team. The NFL's return to playing protocol is a 5-step process that culminates in a team physician concurring with a neurological consultant that a player can play again safely. The first step of protocol is rest and recovery until his signs and symptoms and brain examination returns him to baseline status. The next step is light aerobic exercise, followed by continued aerobic exercise and the introduction of strength training weights. A player can return to the football field in the 4th step of the protocol, all of which are non-contact. The final step is full clearance once the doctors and the neurological consultants agree that the player is ready for that. So you look at this team. What do they got? They got Skylar Thompson in line to start against Seattle if Tua can't play. There is no reason for this guy to be playing. Their 3rd quarterback is on the practice squad. That's Tim Boyle. They could go and get Ryan Tannehill, who was their 1st-round pick in 2012, if you really think about it, right? Because he played for the Dolphins. He knows everything about the Dolphins, and he's good. He's a veteran, and obviously he's not the same player he was, but he's, a guy that could definitely do it. He's certainly older and everything else. But the reality of the deal is Tagovailoa has to consider calling it a career. Look about the money. This guy has, he got like a $35 million signing bonus when he signed the new deal. And the first 2 years of it are guaranteed, and that's worth $100 million. It's like, it's $90 to $100 million that he's going to get no matter what. And that's guaranteed, plus the signing bonus. So think about that. It's literally like $125 million. Who in their right mind can't live on that for the rest of their life? Seriously, his family, his grandchildren, his neighbors, for Christ's sakes, could live off of that money. Honestly, he could run a small village with that kind of money. For the rest of his life, he'd never have to work another day doing anything. He could go back to Hawaii and lay on the beach. He can start multiple businesses. He could be a entrepreneurial guy. He could do whatever he wants, start charities. He could stay in football in some capacity. He could work in the NFL, work as a front office type guy with the Dolphins, whatever. Or he could just walk away. What is the point of this guy playing football when he's had this many concussions? He's had his bell rung so many times. In 10, 15, 20 years, he's a young man. This guy's going to be a noodle. He's going to have something. He's going to have dementia, advanced dementia. He's going to have Alzheimer's. He's going to have CTE. He's going to have brain damage. I think he already has brain damage. As for that game, the Bills, they owned Hard Rock in Miami Gardens last night. James Cook caught a touchdown pass, ran for 2 more touchdowns, and the Bills routed the Dolphins 31-10. Everyone was depressed about Tagovailoa. Josh Allen said it's very sad. It's the worst part of the game. Nothing but love and prayers to him and his family, and hopefully everyone is sending those prayers because he's going to need them. And obviously, Allen was playing with a glove on his left non-throwing hand in the game after hurting it in their opener. He had light work, 13-19 for 139. He's 12-2 against the Dolphins in his career, and the Bills are 14-2 against Miami since McDermott took the job in 2017. he praised their defense, which had three turnovers and held Miami's big offense to a touchdown and a field goal despite having several starters out of the game. McDermott said, next man up. The guys did a great job. The guys work hard. Good things happen when you work hard, and sometimes the ball finds you like that. Cook caught a 17-yard TD pass from Allen, scored on runs of 1 yard out and 49 yards out in the first half. He flipped. He did a big flip in the end zone, and they were up 24-7. Bottom line, the three first-half touchdowns tied a team record. Cook said, as long as they trust me, I'm going to get in the end zone. So bottom line is the Bills still own the Miami Dolphins. That's all there is to it. Trubisky came in for Allen late in the fourth when they were already up by 21. Tyreek Hill was held to three catches for 24 yards. He had a bad week. Of course, he was pulled over in his hot rod sports car by the Miami-Dade Popo, and then they gave him the business and cuffed him and stuffed him in the back of a cop car. That's led to all kinds of controversy. Buffalo had 10 points off, two first-half turnovers by Tagovailoa. Ingram intercepted a pass by Tua on a tip ball intended for DuBose in Miami's first drive of the game. And then Christian Benford picked off a pass on what seemed like a miscommunication between Tua and Robbie Chosen, the chosen one. Tua threw another interception to Ingram, trying to toss the ball out of bounds on Miami's opening drive of the third quarter. It just wouldn't end. And it's just a nightmare night for the Dolphins. They got their ass beat, and their quarterback had another concussion. What a mess. Man, I'm excited for football on Saturday. I'm excited for another Sunday pain day. I'm excited for the Canelo fight. A lot of people are excited about UFC Noche at Sphere. It's just a kick-ass weekend in Vegas. Make sure you catch my show today on Coast to Coast from Sin City. And then make sure you check out my app, Pharrell and the Prophet, Profitable TV. It's all badass. We're good to go. I'll see you later today from Sin City, causing trouble like you read about. Check out, ooh, it's Pharrell on the bench. Check out, ooh, it's Pharrell on the bench. Check out, ooh.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Time. It's always vanishing. The commute, the errands, the work functions, the meetings, selling your car. Unless you sell your car with Carvana. Get a real offer in minutes. Get it picked up from your door. Get paid on the spot. So fast, you'll wonder what the catch is. There isn't one. We just respect you and your time. Oh. You're still here. Move along now. Enjoy your day. Sell your car today.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
Oh, the car from Carvana's here. Well, will you look at that? It's exactly what I ordered. Like, precisely. It would be crazy if there were any catches. But there aren't, right?
Right. Because that's how car buying should be. With Carvana, you get the car you want. Choose delivery or pickup and a week to love it or return it.
Buy your car today with
Carvana.
Delivery or pickup fees may apply. Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at Carvana.com.